After the president leaves Italy today, he will be heading for West Africa, destination Ghana. It will be his first trip as president to sub-Saharan Africa. This 24-hour visit by the Obamas, their only stop in Africa, is being heralded as a landmark for Ghana, which is a trusted U.S. ally. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
President Barack Obama, welcome to Ghana. His Excellency, President Atanos, and the Ghana
musicians in Ghana are competing to give President Obama the biggest akwaba, which means welcome. Ghana was the first African country to gain its independence from European colonial rule in 1957. It is now poised to become the first nation on the continent south of the Sahara to play host to the first African-American U.S. president. In an interview with the Pan-African website AllAfrica.com, President Obama explained why he picked Ghana.
Part of it is lifting up successful models. And so by traveling to Ghana, we hope to highlight the effective governance that they have in place.
And the president said,
I think that there is a direct correlation between governance and prosperity.
After a checkered early history of coups and military rule, these days Ghana is often held up as an African example of solid economic reform and democratic government after two peaceful transfers of power through the ballot box. That includes multi-party elections last December, after deeply flawed elections elsewhere on the continent and military takeovers in some countries. But President Obama indicated that there were other factors in choosing Ghana.
There are both strategic, national security, economic, environmental reasons why we think this region's important.
America's growing dependence on African crude oil supplies is no secret. Ghana is set to begin pumping oil soon in a part of the world that is becoming increasingly strategic for the U.S. as it looks for alternative energy sources to Middle East imports. Political scientist Emmanuel Akwete is the executive director of the Institute for Democratic Governance.
Although you would not see Obama as President Bush, whose agenda anywhere had to be tied to a search of oil, America, in the current situation and given its experiences in the Middle East and so on, certainly would have strategic interests that are also economic. And oil is always a big thing.
Safeguarding a reliable flow of oil from Africa is crucial to the U.S. in a turbulent region that, as one observer put it, has become a playground for terrorists. Washington remains concerned about security along the oil-exporting Gulf of Guinea coastline. The hope is that when Ghana begins producing, it will avoid the same fate as other African countries, where oil has been more a curse than a blessing. That's where AFRICOM, the U.S. African Military Command, could play a leading role.
You know, they have this African Command thing America is pursuing. Ghana is going to be the headquarters of this American Command thing to fight terrorism.
That's the view of analyst and commentator Ni Alabi. He's convinced AFRICOM is coming to Ghana, despite Washington repeating that it has no plans to establish the command's headquarters on the continent.
Let them deny, but that is perfectly in line with the fact that America would always want to ensure the sources of oil.
Meanwhile, Ghana is gearing up to hear President Obama's much-anticipated keynote policy speech tomorrow. Roadside newspaper stands and radio and television talk shows are flooded with Ghanaians eager to add their opinions and advice to the U.S.-Africa debate. After hosting both Presidents Clinton and Bush in recent years, Ghanaians are eagerly awaiting the arrival of Barack and Michelle Obama.
Obama, we love you. Obama, you're welcome. Obama, we love you. Obama, you're welcome.
Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.